One of the criteria for choosing an apartment in Berlin is whether or not there's a balcony. And you might think that's odd because we're here in the winter and nobody's going to sit out on a balcony, but it's because you need somewhere to put the bird feeder. So we have a balcony and a bird feeder. The balcony's been visited by five different bird species so far. Crows, which don't count. Feral pigeons, which definitely don't count, and then three others that are feeding on the bird feeder. The great tits, who have a resplendent black stripe down the middle of their chest and are quite big for little birds. Blue tits, who are smaller and have a blue cap, a bit like the cap of the Confederate Army in the US Civil War, in that it's light blue and it sits forward on their head towards their eyes. And house sparrows, the men having a big black beard and the ladies not having any beard at all, but just being generally brown. And watching as carefully as you do when there aren't very many different sorts of birds to watch, it's noticeable that they peck away at the peanuts, they ignore the sunflower seeds, and then after a while of pecking away, they get a chunk of peanut and they fly away with it. And so the question arises, what are they doing with that? Are they storing it somewhere like squirrels? How do they eat a big chunk once it's outside the confines of the bird feeder and no longer anchored for them to peck away at it? And then this morning I saw a great tit holding his chunk of peanut in his claw against one of the railings of the balcony. And so he was pecking away at it, and it was very much like seeing a parrot holding a nut and pecking away at it, using his claw like a hand. And that's the first time I've seen that with great tits or blue tits or any birds other than parrots, really. So it just shows the value of not having too many different sorts of birds to distract you, because you concentrate more on what the few you have are actually doing. And you learn something, not new to science, I'm sure, but new to me. And that's a good feeling. So it's worth having a balcony, worth having a bird feeder, and worth paying attention. It's Mike Bailey in Berlin saying goodbye.